Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
It's Metal Shop here on the Rock of Seattle, 99.9 KISW, and we're in the studio right now with one of the Northwest's newest heavy bands, Ancestors of God. What's up, gentlemen?
What's up?
Hey, guys. Showing some love to the South End tonight.
Tacoma. Oh,
yeah. Tacoma.
Yeah.
So thanks for coming in, man, and we've known Chainsaw for quite some time. So what we should do first, I guess, is introductions. Say your name, what you do in the band, put a voice to a name, I guess, or... I guess that's what you call it.
I'm Shane Saw. I sing and play guitar.
I'm Steve. Bass, keyboards, some singing.
I'm Nick. I play drums, and I don't sing.
And I don't sing. So you guys are a three-piece, huh?
Yeah.
Bringing the heavy.
We started as a four. Number four moved away, and I think three is going to be just fine.
Three's working out, man.
It is.
Yeah. You're so, playing some shows coming up here, and I think these are going to be your first shows as a three-piece. Right? That's what you were saying, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Actually. That's awesome.
Yeah. So how many shows do you guys have under your belt now?
Three
shows. Yeah. So let's start. Let's talk a little bit about how you guys got together. I'm sure you guys, we've known Chainsaw for a long time and playing in some of the heaviest Northwest bands.
We used to play in Lahar. We used to see them open a ton of shows and headline a ton of shows down. Mostly, I remember at the original Hell's Kitchen in Tacoma location.
Yep.
I think I saw them with Shattered Realm.
R.I.P., man.
A couple other.
Where were you for Shattered Realm?
Violent shows.
So it's cool, man, to see that you guys are kind of taking a little bit of a different turn with this style. We did not expect this. We were stoked to see that you guys were starting a band, but when we heard it, we were like, wow!
Yeah, well, coming from...
threw me for a loop.
Chainsaw, the kind of music that we have heard from him in the past, he played in Contingent, he played in Lahar, of course, more metallic hardcore version of stuff, and this is a lot more, I don't know, I'd even say sometimes post-metal even, kind of just a little bit more out there, experimental, a lot of, I don't know, like a lot of...
Let's see what other labels we can slap on.
Yeah, please do, because we can't think of any.
Which is awesome.
I've just been playing, you know, hard stuff for so long, and, you know, you can definitely hear the influence of my musical career in our music.
Right.
I definitely have that in there. It's my first time singing for a band. You know, I've always been a backup singer, so this, I didn't know what to expect, or, you know, it seems like it's turned out pretty well. But I wanted to just take a new approach to music. You know, I do a lot of other stuff with music that I'm really good at. I even play piano, and
that's awesome.
Wow. You know, I just kind of want to take a different approach and just whatever felt good this time.
Experiment a little bit more with your pedal board.
Yeah, metal. I just, you know, kind of felt like I was in a box, and I just kind of wanted to get out of that box and see what else is out there, what I could do.
So, how did you guys get together? How did you meet up? How did you form this lineup together?
Shane and I were in another band, Crooks to Kings, at the time, which has now been reborn into Judgment Night. I kind of think that somebody just couldn't make practice one night, and Shane and I were already there, and Shane and I have a pretty good established musical relationship.
Yeah, you get each other.
My new guitar boyfriend, and he just started playing stuff, and I'm behind my drums, and I'm like, dude, keep giving me that, like more, and we just started recording on his little dictation, kind of like recording the little device thingy.
Right.
Not long after that, I went to go buy something at Guitar Center where Steven then worked, and it had been a long time since I'd seen him. It was kind of like, hey, dude, hug, what's up, you know, that kind of thing. And
What you doing? What you playing?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Filling each other on our lives, and told him what I'm doing and what's missing, and he's like, okay, I'll give it a shot.
We just had a really lighthearted, easy conversation at work, and then a couple days later, he posted something like, okay, hey, bass players, if you want to come try this stuff out that we're doing. And I was to a point, and, you know, we'd had a good conversation. I was at ease enough with it where I was just like, yeah, screw it. So I was like, yeah, hey, I play bass. What's up? So he just said, come on down to this location. Let's jam. Let's see how it goes. And tried a couple times, a couple practice wins.
Right.
Then there was, like, I think the third time I showed up, it just... Like, okay, we can do this. We clicked right away.
I dig it. It sounds very organic.
Like, we didn't want to try, you know? Like,
yeah,
like we want to put effort in, and we want to really give you guys the world our best effort.
Let the music speak for itself.
But yeah, we didn't want it to be contrived or like, hey, this is what I've been listening to this month. Maybe we should try to sound like so-and-so. We were talking earlier, I've been listening to nothing but Ghost, but like, I'm not
trying
to write
songs like Ghost.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm not going to, like, We're just going to do what comes out.
We put ourselves in a box this time, and whatever felt right is what we wanted to do. There was no rules this time. Whatever we could do, we added keyboard in there, which I've never done in a band before.
And same.
So that's you playing it, right?
It was Steven for the album.
Oh, okay. Oh, cool. Nice.
Yeah, so I mean, just when you hear it, it was like, wow, okay. So that works.
Once we got down to the studio and recorded what we were doing, stood back and got to listen to it. You know, we're used to that little tiny jam environment.
Right.
Everybody knows what they're doing, but to hear it produce so well, and you can hear each part individually and clearly, it's like, wow, this...
And give yourself some feedback.
Man, you guys are really talented. Like, hearing Steven's bass lines, really hearing Shane sing. It's like, dude, like, you guys are awesome. Like,
it came together so fast, too.
Yeah,
you know,
I was very
excited. Things just came together really naturally.
I feel like
we should
dose people with the first song here. So
We're going to play
Let It Speak for Itself.
Song called Lost Souls. This is off their album, and we're going to be talking more with them in just a moment about a couple shows that they're playing, both 21 and over and all ages, a couple Tacoma shows. But this song's called Lost Souls. It's Ancestors of God here on Metal Shop. We'll be right back. It's Metal Shop here on 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. We got Ancestors of God in studio. Yeah. You just heard a song called Lost Souls. They're playing a couple shows, and that's what we want to talk about. They're playing two shows in Tacoma coming up here in about a week. One is a 21 and over show, and that's Friday, May 4th at The Valley. Very cool place over by the Tacoma Dome.
Love The Valley.
And that's with Pinned Red. And Sharky Waters?
Who's Sharky Waters?
That's Carl Zook's band. He used to be, Carl was in the Fosdicks with you, right?
Yeah.
With Nick here on the
Sharky
drums.
Waters. He's just a really, really like shreddy, radical, like rockin', like slash type bluesy guitar guy.
Sounds like a party.
He's the coolest
legend,
guy you'll ever meet.
The nicest
Carl's
guy
awesome.
You'll want to shake hands with for
great,
sure.
Great way to set the show off.
Sharky Waters.
And if you're under 21, there's another one coming up Monday, May 7th at Real Art. That's an all-ages show. You guys are going to be playing with Deathbed Confessions, Friends of Metal Shop, as well as Pound, which is also Friends of Metal Shop, being that it is Ryan the Beard's band.
Yeah, he's on tour right now. I'm glad that he reached out to you guys and you guys are going to play that show. That's a really solid lineup.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like
and
that.
It worked
out
really good because, you know, we got the 21 over, and if you're not old enough to make it to the bar, then, you know, we got the all-ages coming up on Monday.
Plus, the Airport Tavern is back open next door,
right?
Too,
you can get yourself a drink if you want to go to that, too.
Hilltop Rats just played there, was it like last night? Or
a couple days ago with Heck Yes. Yeah. And who else played that show?
I have no idea.
That was a Decent Criminal, I think.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, they played last night.
Nice.
I think it's worth mentioning that the PA at Real Art is fairly superior, and the sound there is pretty ripping.
It's great.
I'm looking forward to that. It's a great stage.
We've known all those guys, and we went to the Viaduct all the time back then.
Yeah.
Man, they really stepped it up at Real Art, man.
When they put the subs in,
the subs, that stage, the curtains, man, it's legit. If you have never been to Real Art, go support that, because that's like as DIY, straight up DIY as you can get.
There's a lot of really cool venues down there on South Tacoma Way. That's that whole region in Tacoma is really starting to build up. Musically, it's cool.
A few less crackheads. A few.
Like three.
They're still out there.
It is Tacoma.
Hey, as long as the crackheads buy a ticket to the show.
Yeah, hey, man. Hey,
don't break into our cars, please.
That's the real ticket there. So, gentlemen, we're feeling this, man. I'm glad you guys came up here. The jams are awesome.
Thank you for having us.
What's the name of the EP? Is it just self-titled?
It's The Beginning.
Okay.
The beginning. It's appropriate. Yeah. Yep. I like it.
It's The Beginning.
So, if...
like, literally.
If I'm a listener right now and I'm like, damn, that was awesome, where do we find you guys online?
Bandcamp. AncestorsGod.bandcamp.com.
We also have
pretty simple
AOG253 on Instagram. It's A.O.G.253.
Cool.
We've got a YouTube channel, but man, I think I did that one wrong. So
of course we got the
link from our Instagram. Yeah. I believe
it's a dangerous thing to
Facebook
do YouTube
page
wrong.
Too. So you come like us on Facebook page.
I'm 40. I don't do computers.
Yeah.
Hey.
Well, we'll post up a link.
Computers do us.
To the Facebook. Yeah. It's one of those.
My dad's on Facebook.
You know, you're getting a little older when you're like, I don't know how to do this.
Yeah. Like, I need to hire like a 20-year-old. Like,
yeah.
Help, please.
Help me. So those two shows. Read out the dates one more time.
Yep. That's Friday, May 4th, coming up. I think that's next week,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, next week.
Next week at The Valley on Friday. So, you know, your week's over. Go get some drinks, watch some heavy music, Pinned Red, of course, Ancestors of God, and Sharky Waters. And then that coming Monday, May 7th, go to the All Ages show at Real Art, Pound, Deathbed Confessions, and, of course, Ancestors of God.
Is that the Pound, return home show for
their
tour?
Cool. Yeah, back from tour.
Mm. Welcome back.
See with Ryan again.
That's going to be red.
I think it's worth mentioning that at that May 4th show, I don't know if you'll get a discount or free entry for Star Wars apparel, but we encourage you to wear masks, t-shirts, and things.
May the 4th
Star
be with
Wars
you.
Related. I think that'd be fun for anyone. Bring lightsabers,
but dark side,
don't
have a
hit us or my drums with those lightsabers,
exactly.
Please.
Ian's got a full-on, like, really legit Darth Vader costume.
Man, you better show up in that.
Man,
in the pit, man.
See, the thing is, though, like, I had my Vader helmet sitting on the ground, and I stepped on it and cracked it in half in the middle of the night in the dark one.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Yeah, don't dress like Leia from Return of the Jedi unless you can really pull it off.
Oh, that's what Ryan's doing.
Hey, Ryan the Beard.
Yeah,
he's got to really pull it off.
He's got lovely areolas.
Absolutely.
you'll be into that. So, gentlemen, what's going on with you guys for the rest of the year? You guys going to try and get out on the road a little bit this summer, or just working on a full length? What's next for Ancestors?
Well, we're already starting to write new stuff. You know,
nice.
Like the beginning, this EP that you're hearing these tracks off of tonight is something, like we said earlier, kind of came together and we were super stoked on it. But now, especially since we're down to a three-piece and we've got kind of a new chemistry within the group, there's a new creative process that's starting to emerge. And
that's great.
We're extremely excited about it because it's really stepping things forward a lot.
You can, and kind of like not narrow down your sound or put yourself in a box, but kind of like get the feel for where you want to go.
Figured it out. The rust and dust have been knocked off. We've kind of, quote, demoed a little bit, kind of like this is what
we had to get to know each other first, you know, because, you know, we kind of all formed.
It's a good way to get to know somebody is to make a record with them.
So. Yeah, definitely.
That's a very good point.
This summer, we're going to be out there on the 11-11 stage for, what is that, the Art on the Ave?
Oh, yeah. I love Art on the Ave.
Yeah, Art on the Ave.
Actually, that would be Hilltop Street Fair.
Hilltop Street Fair.
Which is essentially the same thing, if I understand correctly. But, yeah, we're just taking and making shows all summer long, and maybe even more music.
Well, we've got something going on here up here in Seattle on June 14th. I want to say we're playing at the Funhouse.
Yeah, we're going to play.
Nice.
We got Jazz Bones coming up in June, so we're already starting to take a lot of shows on, and it's really cool.
Yeah. Onward and upward, Jim.
Yeah, we're just going to keep pushing on and keep riding.
And tell you what these other shows are.
Okay. We'll keep you updated, and we'll be playing the jams. Now we've got the CD in our hands.
The weekly AOG segment.
We'll just text you and email you guys details. Like,
cool.
Hey, you guys need to tell everybody about our shows.
Hey, man. That's what we do, man. It's our job.
Yeah. It's our job. Well, thanks, guys. Thanks for coming up, dudes.
Oh, yeah,
thanks for
having us. Any shout-outs, final statements for all these jabronis listening to you right now?
Final word, Chainsaw. What is it?
Go Ducks.
Y'all go to our show on the 4th. Everybody that's helping us and supporting us, I want to thank one of you guys. And
thanks, guys.
Just keep the support. We'll keep it going just as hard as we can for you guys.
I think we got a 10-year-old listener out there.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to say what's up to my daughter, Kaylee.
What's up, lady?
What's up, Kaylee?
I know she's listening. My
rock
son,
on, Kaylee.
Oh yeah, my dog,
my girl, Michelle.
Yeah, next time you'll have to bring them all up here, man. We'll give them
yeah, no,
lot.
She's cool? Really stoked. My daughter's cool. Really stoked that this is happening right now. So, what's up, Kaylee?
Yeah,
now Kaylee, you can go to bed.
Chase saw.
Yeah, go to bed.
If you're up late enough to hear this,
it's time to go to bed.
Yeah,
yep, you're done. Cool. All right, let's jump into the one last song here from Ancestors of God.
Thanks a lot, guys.
It's off their record, The Beginning. Check it out. Follow them on Bandcamp, ancestorsofgod.bandcamp.com. It is Blackened Skies. Catch them Friday, May 4th at The Valley, or Monday, May 7th at Real Art. It's Ancestors of God on Metal Shop. We'll be right back.
you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.